Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Recording.
We're recording. Yay. What? What's up, everyone?
Welcome to Two Black Girls, One Rose.
Where two black-ass girls invade the whitest show on earth.
Bachelor in Paradise.
I'm Natasha.
And I'm Justine.
And what a long day. Justine and I had just a very long pre-podcast catch-up. Yeah. We are both physically falling apart.
Yeah, take care of yourselves, guys. Any entrepreneurial girls who are listening to this, just take care of yourselves. I was out here having straight-up tremors. Because
like literal tremors.
Actual tremors texting Natasha. Could barely make the words out because I'm shaking round. Here I am on the mic.
Oh, God. And I've had the same headache since last night, like a 24-hour headache. And then on top of that, I watched both episodes of Paradise today. Mm-hmm. So I've been sitting on my couch from 6 p.m. mm-hmm. through 10 p.m. Mm-hmm. And I'm never doing that again. Oh, my God. So I've been doing this because I don't know if I said this on the podcast, but I've been watching Monday nights on Tuesday, mm-hmm. like Tuesday morning. And then I go and work. And then Tuesday evening, I watch Tuesday's episode because I'm just trying to like not have my Mondays and Tuesdays taken up. But this morning I had something to do. I had work to do. So I couldn't watch the episode. So I ended up watching both back to back. And it was brutal.
Yeah.
Particularly with this episode, which I found to be horrifically boring.
So boring.
Okay. It wasn't just me. Oh my God. Oh, I didn't know if it was just me because I was like, you're literally on hour three of Paradise. Yeah. But okay, you found it boring too.
Oh my God. This could have been 30 minutes. Both these 2 hours could have been 30 minutes.
30 minutes.
Oh, my God. Oh,
okay, let's go into it. What are your initial thoughts?
So, initial thoughts, number one, I actually got validated by a coworker that what I was actually trying to say 2 weeks ago, which is that I find it weird that all these men find Hannah G to be, like, the ideal, amazing, like, vision of beauty and woman of the sun, and she looks like a child.
Yes. There was a moment on tonight's episode where she was walking down the beach and I was like, her body is so childlike.
Yes. Oh, God. Yeah. I find that when I'm looking at a couple of these girls, I'm like, their bodies don't look like bodies of like average 28-year-old women. Like average, very fit, take care of themselves, eat healthy 28-year-old women. These are bodies that look like they belong to children. And her face looks like a face of a child.
Very young.
And these men who are, Dylan's not that much older than her, but like Blake and Derek even, and like all these guys who just come on the beach and they're like, oh my God, Hannah's so hot, she's so hot. We both, me and this coworker, found it so weird that they think she's like so hot and she looks so young. And it's weird.
It's weird. Yeah, it's like a, I don't know. It's just like a view from the guy's perspective that we as women just don't really understand.
Mm-hmm. No, it's like a very Lolita situation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's weird. Mm-hmm. Onyeka's speech got me. Got me.
I got a lot to say.
Okay, I'm glad you do. I'm glad you do. We'll get into it later then. Fantastic.
Yep.
And then thirdly, I really need to know how many days Stagecoach is, because it seems like Blake has met the whole cast.
The whole world.
Every member of Bachelor Nation. If he fucked two of them in one day, right?
Mm-hmm, or two, 24
hour period, right? So Stagecoach has got to be at least 3 days.
It has to be like at least a 3 day festival.
Yeah. Oh my lord! Because he's met everyone.
Every new person that came to the island or came to Paradise today, he was like, "Oh yeah, I met them at Stagecoach." Mm-hmm. It's like, what the hell? And he had to like specify like we didn't hook up, and it's like, yeah, because you fucked everybody else at Stagecoach. So like, thanks for the discipline.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Justine, how is your social battery these days?
My God, I am to the brim. I still have time for my yoga practice and reading every night, but I do have a ton of invitations to outdoor happy hours, events. Mm-hmm. This past weekend, I spent with almost all of my best friends at once, and by Sunday, I was completely drained. Mm. What about you?
Yeah, I've been feeling pretty decent. I've been getting a lot of me time, which you know is very important to me.
Uh-huh.
But I definitely know what it's like to spread myself too thin, particularly socially, especially with the weather getting nicer, wanting to be outside all the time with all my people. Mm-hmm. I get it. I totally get it, friend.
Mm-hmm. It can take some serious reflection to understand what's the right amount of socializing and how do you recharge? Maybe you're like me and you thrive around people, or maybe you're like Natasha and need some more alone time. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
Now, y'all know we are huge advocates of therapy. We talk about it all the time on this podcast. It's been tremendously beneficial throughout various stages of my life, from being young and single and struggling with loneliness. Therapy massively helped me to cope. Dealing with work stress and crippling burnout, therapy really helped me to set boundaries with myself and prioritize my self-care as well.
If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge.
Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/2BG1R today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/2BG1R.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
What about your initial thoughts?
Firstly, I'm so annoyed that we're not seeing any of Mike and Sydney.
Yeah, this is annoying. Yeah.
We got a very cute scene of them doing like cartwheels and like back walkovers like on the beach. And that was it. It was like a 3 second clip. Like, we've not seen their little relationship at all.
Yeah, I don't even believe it really.
Yeah, I like forgot for a second that was who Sydney's match was. I was like, oh shit, she is with Mike. Like, that's her person. Like, I totally forgot about that. And then we saw nothing else of it. So that's annoying. Mm-hmm. Hope we get a little bit of that next week. I mean, Jesus. And then, I mean, this might be an unpopular opinion, but I don't care. The Demi and Derek storyline was just so incredibly boring to me.
Ditto.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep.
Thank you for the confirmation. I started off in the beginning of the season, like, very intrigued by, because we love Demi. We're like little Demi fans. Mm-hmm. We've always been a fan of Demi. I was very intrigued by Demi's like whole inner turmoil, this relationship that she has with a woman back home. Like, what is she going to do? Why the fuck she going to paradise? Yeah. Like, what is this going to be? But then in this episode in particular, I mean, they've kind of been doing it already, but in this episode in particular, the producers just milked this storyline to death. And you can tell that this was like their one shining glory opportunity to have this big conversation about like sexual orientation and to showcase this gay couple. And, you know, don't get me wrong. Like, this is a huge deal for Bachelor Nation to show anything that's like beyond heteronormative. But I don't know if it's just because we're like regular New York folk who have friends who are gay, bi, queer, lesbian, that we just don't, it just wasn't interesting to me. I don't know.
Yeah, I think that's part of it. To me, I was thinking, like, this is just weird because she has someone who is full-blown in love with her back home, and then we're just inviting them back in. And, like, this storyline wouldn't happen if that was a man, right? Like, this storyline is only happening because Bachelor producers want to say they're being progressive with this conversation. So I guess that's why they drew it out so long. And
so
But also looking at them, I was like, okay, you know, if I'm in Arkansas, you know,
I might be intrigued. Might be like sitting at the edge of my seat, like, oh my God, Kristen's here. Oh my God, what's gonna happen? But I was literally like so zoned out by the time that girl hit paradise. They just dragged it on and on so long. I just lost interest along the way. And then we got so many scenes of the same thing.
The same Demi conversation. Demi talking about her
confused feeling. The same conversation. Demi talking with Katie, then talking with Hannah, then talking with Tayshia, then talking with Derek 85 fucking times. And it's like, okay, we got it. Bring Kristen to paradise. Let's get this thing moving. Like, why are we still dragging out? We know she's confused. We've confirmed it in like five different conversations. Just bring the girl to paradise because we already saw it in the previews. Let's just keep it moving. I was just like, why is this taking an entire 2-hour episode? So that is my initial thought. Like, shout out to Demi. She's super young. She's clearly finding herself. What is she? 23, 24?
Yeah. 24,
like,
that's
prime time. Yeah, prime time of, like, figuring out your identities and what you want to be, what you want people to perceive you as. That's when you care a lot about how people perceive you.
Yes, it is.
And for her to be doing all of this, going through it, like, on her own, and then doing it on television, and then doing it on beach with all these other people who are, like, her friends, but not really, like...
And doing it also while, like, trying to put herself into some sort of sexual orientation. It's like, that's a lot.
It's a lot. And I wish her and Kristen well. Christian. I'm ready to see Mike and Sydney. Christian. I'm confused because it's spelled Christian, but with like with Kristen at the beginning. I keep saying the wrong thing. I spelt it 8 different times on Twitter or 8 different ways. Somebody corrected me, but they corrected it wrong.
Just met this girl. It's fine.
So yeah, shout out to her. But all right, I want to see Mike and Sydney. I'm over it.
Right. Hey guys, that's a little taste of this week's episode. If you want to hear the full recap,
head on over to patreon.com/2blackgirls1rose and sign up to get weekly recaps and other Bachelor content from us.
See you next week.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.